Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, Christian. We're right back once again on this beautiful Sunday morning to tell you that if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. He gave us something to believe in, and truly that something is Jesus Christ. So, well, that's what we're here for, is to present Him and Jesus and Him crucified. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission for our sins. So we're going to get right into our broadcast here in just a moment, and we're going to do this song for you here. This song, I hope, to bless your heart and bring you a ray of sunshine in your heart and life. Says He can put you back together again.
So you come to the end of
the aisles that night, and many nights I walked the aisles, and And I would sing myself to sleep with that song. He can put you back together again. And truly he can. Only he is the master of the sea. He can control your life. He can control your heart and life if you only let him. He wants to come into your heart, but you've got to be able to allow him to come in and take full control and possession of your soul. So I'm glad today that God has given me a message of something to believe in, and truly that something to believe in is a ray of sunshine in your heart and life. Well, let's go right now listen to this song, and I hope you enjoy this one also. Remember your prayers today as we sing Three Rusty Nails. A carpenter by trade, he came to build his father's church on plans they had made. His destiny was Calvary. His mission will not fail. He will build a church on a rugged cross with three old rusty nails. This church is still standing, and it will never fall. But stain its foundation, and faith put up a wall. Church that will stand strong when this old world begins to shake. Now fool may build his building tall, but it will be so frail compared to the church that Jesus built. We all must be made. Church on an old rugged cross with three old rusty nails. And I'm thankful for that. The blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse from all sin. I can truthfully say that today, and I trust today that if you have sickness or affliction or anything in your body, then turn it over to God. He cares for you like no one else ever cared. And I think about you. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the help and the support that you give me on this radio ministry. I appreciate John Richmond putting us back in business with a computer. We are having a little problem getting the tapes ran out right now, but we will get that fixed. The devil has fought us on every hand, and this is a lonely place that we live in today, but God has given us comfort and peace. And your cards and letters encourage us, and if you can't send anything to support the radio ministry, just drop me a card and let me know how much you appreciate the broadcast, and I can tell the people who are supporting the broadcast how much you are enjoying the broadcast, and that keeps us bringing the radio broadcast in your heart and life. I told someone else the other day, I said, I've lost a lot of my listeners, people who have supported this broadcast. I've lost them, and every time you lose one, it's a great loss. But today we're still carrying on. We're going to carry on as long as we can. As long as God gives us grace and His mercy, we will continue this radio ministry. So let's go back and do another song, and I'll come back with today's message for you. And yet He wants to bless her even more. When we return on bended knees, God will bless us. You just wait and see. Listen, my people. Listen now. Listen to God. He'll show us how peace can come, and blessings too. It's not too late. It's up to me and you. Let me say a prayer for you. Ask God to bless the things you do. I know you want the very best. You want success like all the rest. God has blessed us like no other. He sent His Son to be our loving brother. He loves us more than even a mother. And we have turned to another. Turn back to God. Walk in His way. Don't hesitate. Do it today. God will bless us. God will heal our land. He will hold us in the palm of a healing hand. Please bless our land, Lord, and just one more time, save our leaders. Forgive them of their crime. Forgive the ones who have turned away to serve their gods another day. Until you come, Lord, let us be the land of faith, hope, and liberty, free to worship and free to honor you, keeping you first in everything that we do. As a flower would bloom just after the rain, and a birth would occur after all the pain. Come now, dear Lord, and hear our prayer. Revive our land, dear Lord, today we pray.
So alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse, but God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Where God's love abounds, there's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I fall. Valleys, that's just way like goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me. Where God's love abounds, there's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Well, if that don't block the devil's eye, I don't know what. I want to speak to you just for a little while on other little ships. In the Gospel of Mark, in the 4th chapter and the 36th verse, the Bible said, it is some time that we're in the valley all by ourselves. But you know, I like that song, "In the Valley He Restoreth My Soul." You see, the disciples, they thought that they were the only ones in danger of the storm. And every one of us are in danger of the storm. Satan may boast and marshal his host, but thank God, if God be for us, there's no power that will ever stand against us. You see, when we sign on for God, Satan puts us on his hit list, and he's out to destroy us. He's a killer, he's a stealer, and out to destroy. And today, I've got news for you. The disciples were not the only one who faced a storm. You may be facing a storm right now, and the only one fighting is in the storm. But listen, "In the storm he restoreth my soul." I like the song, "Until the storm passes by. Keep me in the palm of your hand until the storm passes by." They felt that they were the only ones that's facing hard and tough times. But my friend, we're all have facing hard and tough times. Unemployment is at its peak, and people are cold and desperate. I think about every night when I go to bed how good God has been to me, and I never go to bed but what I don't pray for that one who is cold and lonely, and streetwalkers and street sleepers, and Lord, people that's out on the sidewalks and don't have a home, the shut out people and the shut in people, all the people I think about. I never close my eyes at night until I pray for them silently. They're the only one that felt the sting of the storm. And you know, everybody feels the sting of the storm when we go through our tough times. But you know, I like the saying, when the going gets tough, then the tough get to going. You know, it's not a bed of roses that we live on. The disciples went through a storm. They were going to the other side. And we too are headed someplace, and we're going to be someplace when we get there. We're going to be in a place called heaven, and heaven is our home, and we're headed toward the other side. They were the only little ships. And you know, there's a lot of little ships out there, and I know that are trying to make it. I can imagine that storm got pretty high and pretty raging, and they said, "Lord, don't you care that we perish?" Yes, God cares about you. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." That was my daddy's favorite song. He used to sing that. Billy Payton sang that at his funeral. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." They were trying to stay afloat. And a lot of people are just, seem like just hanging on. But just hold on just a little while longer. You know, I remember I told someone last night, I said, I remember the people who have supported this broadcast. One lady in particular, I went to see her in the hospital. She always sent $3 every month. She sent it in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And I went to visit her, and she had two envelopes ready, and she gave me the envelope for that month and said, "Here, Brother Tommy, this was for next month. I'll be going home tomorrow, and I don't know whether I'll be able to send you another or not, but I'm going to give you this one in advance." Well, she went home. She went home and passed away about 2 days later on. But she gave her $3 to the Lord. And I thank God for people like that. I know that $3 doesn't seem like a lot of money, but to her, it was a lot of money. Others were miserable and frightened in the storm. And you know, the storms can frighten us. And he said, Jesus said so many times to the disciples, "Be not afraid, it is I." We must learn the lesson that one learns in the midst of the storm. You know, sometimes when going is going so easy, we just got it made. We don't realize just what we're having, the problem that we're having. And we just bitter and batter and toss to and fro from one side to the other. But thank God, Jesus knows exactly where we're at. I remember 1 Kings 19 and 10. Elijah said, "I'm the only one, Lord, that's left." But he said, "No, you're not the only one left. I have 7,000 that's never bowed their knees to Baal. You see, he sat down on the pity stump and was feeling sorry for himself. It's very easy to sit down on the pity stump and feel sorry for ourselves. But we can sit there and we can feel sorry for ourselves until we end up in a mental institution. But there are others that are trying to get through the storm. They're trying to make it to the other side. But Jesus said that we can make it. You know, we can always face reality and go through the storms of life and face the battered times. But my number one song would become, "Nobody Ever Knows the Trouble I've Seen." Oh, yes, they do. Just look around you. Look at the person that's sitting in the pew, the young boy that his mother would take to the window every night. And he was feeling sorry for himself. He was laying on his bed. He couldn't walk. And he was paralyzed. And they'd carry him over to the window and raise the window. And his mother would say to him, "Honey, you see all those lights on in those bedrooms? That's little children and people who are going through the same storm that you're facing." They were facing the many things. And we face tax deadlines coming on us now, crumbling school problems, and racism is under adjustment, and stories of the sick boy that could not make it through the night, but he said, "I will make it. Somehow or another, I'll make it." She would carry him to the window and look out and say, there are others facing the same foe, and we all face the same thing. We all alike face the same golf courses, the same sand traps, the same water sands, and the hazards, and the same bunkers, and the same tricky greens. Yes, there is no sin. There are others that are expecting. They are expecting the storms to get worse. But my friend, I remember a statement I heard many years ago, when tough times come, that's when the tough get to going. And you know, today we have learned a lesson in that. Yes, there are other little ships. You're not the only one going through the bad times. Help is on the way this morning, so just hang in there. The storms of life will soon pass by. Woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God would send the prophet just to make his word known. He said, "Woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way." Troubles of this old life come by, and burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, for help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is
believe and pray. Now help
tomorrow
if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
Just hold on just a little while longer because help is on the way. I always remember what Brother Tommy says. If God be for you, there's no power that can stand against you. You may face your storms, but Jesus will go with you through the storm. Just like the three Hebrew children, the Bible said he was a fourth man in the midst of the fire. He's always there. Daniel, when Daniel faced the lion, Jesus was right there with him. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, though I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end. That's the greatest statement that was ever made by any man. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through and by me. Don't ever forget it. He knows exactly where you're at. Let's pray. Father, we pray right now. We lift the bounds that have bound the heart and the minds of people. Lord, there's a lot of sick folk out there. A lot of people that are going through the storms of life. They face the tragedies and the heartache where death has invaded the ranks and many things have happened. Lord, we don't understand what goes on in life, but we don't have to understand. We just need to hold to the great hand of God. So today, we hold to His great unchanging hand and we pray a blessing upon this ministry. May you bless it financially. May you bless my ministry that people may hear and believe what God has to say through me to the people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. Sit down this week and write me a letter of encouragement. These are the most discouraging times. And stand with me. Pray for me. Just send me a letter of encouragement. Send me a gift on the broadcast if you can. If you can't, just a letter of encouragement means a whole lot. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and/or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request.